The feel good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. It's Triple M breakfast.
Sometimes you get in your career, wherever you work, there's certain meetings you go, all right, you're in the mood, you go, I've got to be there. And other meetings you go, you know what, I couldn't care less.
If whatever. Boss tells me I need to be there, that's then it. I'll probably have to be there.
Correctamundo. So basically, the boss said to us last week, the big guy in Queensland, what's his name, Blair, he said, oh, Blair's going to be doing this thing on online. You've got to be on it.
The big boss.
Yeah, you've got to be
Better be there or be square.
I wouldn't want to be on not on it. You're in trouble. You know, and I took umbrage that. I went, well, you know, does he know who I am? Which I don't think Blair does. But anyway, so he said it'll be next week. This is last week. He said it'll be next week. And I went, oh, all right.
Okay.
And you and I just kind of went, yep, no
yep,
worries.
Yep, yeah, cool, we'll
remember. You're much better at that. Your attention to detail's great, which helps me. So I went, okay. Now, Wednesday, it was about 11:45, and I thought, oh, okay, I've got a gut feeling, you know, when you've got a meeting coming up, and it'll flash on your phone.
So you get the notification, it's coming up.
12:07, a notification on my phone, and it was, don't forget your meeting online. And I've gone, oh, no,
this is the Blair meeting. Oh, no.
This is the one I wasn't meant to miss. Julie will be sitting there going, where is he?
Where is he?
He's letting our brand down.
Oh, dear.
So I didn't even think. I just got on it, as you do. You press the button.
Oh, the Zoom meeting.
Yes.
Right.
So I've got there and I got on.
Great. Logged in.
And they start talking and I'm sitting there listening going, okay, I'm on now, so someone's going to see me on that tick, you know, straight away.
Good. He's attended. Well done. He can keep his job another day.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there going, right, oh, this is good. And you don't take anything in, do you, for about a minute?
No, because you're just composing yourself going, okay, I've made it. I've done it. Let's just continue.
Exactly. So anyway, all of a sudden, the person, and there must have been stacks on there, has gone, oh, we look like we've been joined by a Brian Coughlin.
That's
okay,
you.
And I've gone, take me off mute, no worries. Yes, hello, that's me. Yep, no worries. Oh, good, Brian, you're from where? Oh, I'm Triple M Bendigo. Oh,
nice,
righto,
nice,
how's
nice.
Bendigo? All that crap about the weather.
Yes. So it's like a big national meeting.
Yes.
Right.
And they said, so Brian, it's great to have you on, mate. So you're interested, are you, in mastering day-to-day tips with the new Windows 11? And I went,
Windows 11?
What? I went, yeah. And they said, so what would you like to know? And I've gone,
so this is nothing to do with breakfast radio.
It's got nothing to do.
This is computer tips.
This is an SCA computer tip.
Was it at that moment that the penny had dropped for you?
I went, oh, okay. No, I didn't. I just want to listen to what you're saying.
I've got no questions for you.
Okay. All right. We'll put you on hold there, Brian. We just thought you might want a question. You jumped in late and all that. And it was about that time. All I wanted to be was in Shepparton, and no one wants to be in Shepparton.
Live and local, Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
And see, I couldn't do it, Jules, waiting around. It does my head in, seriously.
I know. It's hard, right? It can be difficult, especially if you're ready to go all the time, Coggo. I know you're always on the move. But over the weekend, I did something I didn't think I should have done. I waited in line for 40 minutes. Probably longer, actually, now I think about it. For croissants!
Yeah, see, that's wrong. It's got to be quicker than that. I know some of the places that you go to, the drive-thrus can be 20 minutes. Coffee Co's the same, Macca's sometimes.
Oh,
wherever.
Mate. This KFC. Place was, it's called Loon in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I was there over the weekend. And it's a thing where people line up outside the shop before it's open for hours.
For a croissant.
Yeah.
They want to be good.
Yeah, they were damn good.
Yeah.
They were. They're done by like this Formula One thing that collaborates. It's weird. It's scientific. It's delicious. And then halfway through, I'm standing in line going, looking at Peter going, what are we doing? This is,
yeah,
you can't
agree.
Leave now.
Yeah.
You've already wasted 20 minutes. You may as well stay in the line.
Thinking when you were saying it, what are you doing? Why wouldn't you offer, somebody walks past you with a bunch of them, wouldn't you say, mate, give me one, I'll give you double for it. That'd be better than, I would have done that. I would have done a deal with someone. Say,
well,
mate,
these days,
somebody down the front of the row, I'll give you $20 if you get me 10 croissants or whatever. Well, you know what I mean.
There's air taskers out there that people will pay to stand in line for these sorts of things. And I thought, no, this
what,
is ridiculous. Paying $6 an hour or something,
really?
For at least for parking. So, you know, you betcher I bought $50 worth of croissants because I had to.
Bet you did. Hey, 133353, how long have you lined up for something? That's what we want to know, Jules, don't we?
Yes. What was it? How long was it for? How desperate were you for it? I also did 3 hours for a jacket once for a warehouse sale.
How'd you have a wee?
I'm insane. I don't know. I had a coffee while I was in the line and then the urge to go, I was like, nope, got to hold it in, got to get to the line.
Right. If that's you, 133353, how long did you wait in line for something at Triple M? Okay. So lots of people have commented too, haven't they, on our Triple M Facebook page?
Unbelievably so. People are not just as insane. One poor person lined up at Centrelink for 5 hours only to be told that they could do it online.
Oh, no. But they do, I think they. I think they do that anyway. I think they say that. What I've often thought is that, and we might be able to ask, because we're at Vanessa there. Hello, Vanessa, by the way.
Hi, Cogger. Hi, Jules. How are you going?
Good.
Good. Live from City Central News Agency. Yeah, G'day to the team.
That is correct, yes.
Hey, Vanessa, what happens when people line up for tickets at your joint and they get there and there's none left? What does that person say that's been waiting in line and you go, sorry, that was the last person, just got the tickets and that's it?
Can't say it over the radio, but yes, we do get a lot of very disappointed people.
Yeah, yes. I bet. Yeah, I thought that'd be the case. Anyway, you have a story. I've just jumped in there, Vanessa.
That's all right. I'm used to you jumping in. I know what you're like.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, well, back in the day when I was young and stupid, I used to line up for 2 to 3 days for grand final tickets.
Yeah.
What do you mean 2 to 3 days? Do you camp out?
Yes. We used to camp out in Williamson Street at the side of Meyer, and they used to put a TV in the window for us so we could watch TV. No sound, of course. But you would make lots of very good friends because you ended up talking to everyone and knowing everyone's business. And, yeah, it was fun, but I wouldn't like to do it these days.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, you've got to take a lot of stuff with you these days, don't you? In those days, you would have just camped out with probably a blanket, wouldn't you, and a pillow.
We had a blanket, a chair,
a thermos.
And then you would have reinforcements come with another thermos and drink and food. Yeah, because there was nothing open, of course, during the night.
No.
And it's amazing what you used to see, what happened during the night as well.
Maybe that's a story for another day, Vanessa. Jules, by the way, a thermos is what you put coffee in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and I do know the days of lining up for tickets. Now it's all online waiting rooms and thinking, oh, refresh.
Probably just as bad.
Refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, although a lot of people are coming back to our news agency to do it in store because they find it's hard to do it online these days. So.
Yeah.
It's sort of doing a full circle and people are lining up again.
Plus they go to your joint in Queen Street to hear your stories, Vanessa, because they're juicy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, spot on. Thanks, Vanessa. We'll go to you if I press the button over here. Ali, what have you lined up for?
Wasn't me. It was actually my 13-year-old son who waited in line for 8.5 hours for the Origin Energy Stadium when Dyson Daniels came back for his welcome home game.
Oh,
see, that's madness.
Local
legend. That is just crazy.
So this kid's absolutely besotted by Dyson and the family. And it was really funny because he got up the front, had his photo taken. Dyson looked at me and he said, come get a photo. And my son thought it was amazing because I used to look after Dyson when he was little.
Hey, you are a hero, Ellie. You're a bloody hero. And he waited 8 hours and it took you 2 minutes.
Yeah. So
Mum stole the spotlight.
Yeah, him and his sister sat there, took in turns, like if one needed to go to the toilet, the other one sat there.
Yeah.
And, he was just obsessed.
I reckon I overheard you say, hey, Dyson, still got one of your dirty old bloody nappies. You want it back? He said, oh, come here, Al. Thanks, Al. Hey, 133353, have you got a story that could be even better than that, Jules?
How long did you wait in line for something? Loving these stories. Keep them coming.
And Helen, wrap us up. If you got a good story, something that you lined up for forever?
Yeah, I did. I lined up for 8 hours. when Thomas the Jewelers used to be in the Mall.
Yeah.
Well, every now and again they'd have an 80% off sale.
Oh.
Everything is 80% off.
That's good.
But I lined up for 8 hours. By the time I got in there, all I had left, I got a pair of pearl earrings, which I've still got to this day.
So but everything else is gone.
Everything else was gone. The old diamond rings, and you were only allowed to buy one item.
Mm.
I ended up with a pair of pearl earrings. Like
well, you
said,
just
we
had to.
This day.
Did you knock them off?
Helen. No, I'm a Collingwood supporter. I'm not a thief.
Lucky they weren't selling teeth then.
Triple M, Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Hey, serious now. And the thing is, there's been a lot been happening lately as far as assaults, lots of other stuff around the region. We know what's happened in Ballarat, which is just horrific. And, you know, lots of stuff with kids underage, flogging cars, assaulting people, et cetera, et cetera. Jules, I'm not going to just focus on the ladies. We know, obviously, what's happened in Ballarat, but we also know there's a lot of other stuff around the place. Are you feeling safe where you are? I mean, are you genuinely feeling safe?
As a young woman, am I feeling safe right now? It's a great question. Look, not really.
Really?
You know?
Okay. Like, yeah, righto.
It's not a great time when you feel like you even, you know, outside your house, you feel like you need to install security cameras. You need to, you know, as women, we know if you're walking home at night that you got to have your key in your hand and all those sorts of things that you just have to think about that extra step. I know it's a really difficult time right now. And especially, as you said, Coggo, there's a lot of highlighting Ballarat at the moment, which you're feeling for our neighbours there, because they've had those devastating stories of young women, Samantha Murphy, now Hannah Maguire. Absolutely devastating. It doesn't fit. I'm not going to be rushing off to moving to Ballarat, that's for sure. But well, I think, yes, it's
not just Ballarat. I mean, you don't have to. You can live anywhere. I think those stories permeate, don't they, around the place. The other one is from a guy point of view. It's no different. I mean, if you see, you know, and what's been happening lately with gangs and that, you know, like any more than four or five people coming towards you from a bloke's point of view, you're scared. You
just from a guy point of view.
Yeah, you simply get scared because there's so many assaults from, you know, and some of these kids are assaulting. I've changed the subject a little bit with that. But the point I make is that I think not just the women like your good self are scared. I think the men are scared as well, you know, around that age and even older. I'm certainly looking at people going, well, there's four kids coming this way. How am I feeling about that? That's wrong. It shouldn't be like that, should it?
Totally. I think the days of, you know, playing outside and, you know, as we've just had daylight saving time come to an end, you know, back in the days you could play outside in the street and you know your neighbours and all that sort of stuff.
You should be able to.
It doesn't seem to happen anymore because it seems as though more crimes are happening, or at least more crimes are being reported. We are seeing those instances, sure, where it seems like crimes against women are happening, or at least we're being exposed to. But you're right. It is happening. Crimes against men are happening. Maybe they're less publicised. There's crimes that are going on in Bendigo with house invasions, car break-ins, car jackings. There's also things that aren't getting national attention, you know, that aren't getting as many headlines as Ballarat or even Melbourne. You know, there's instances of house break-ins there too.
So it's just simply got to stop. And I know that we're probably banging on about it here, but if we don't do it, we've got a formula called the media, which, and not being a big head here, but this radio station does rate very well. We got to start talking about it. Then it's like a due diligence type thing. We need to be talking about it.
I don't know what the solution is. You see up north, there's instances of youth crime and they're implementing something like a curfew, you know, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. You can't go outside. I don't know if that work. The word curfew is a bit triggering for me because of COVID times and that sort of thing. But I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I feel for politicians. What the hell do you do?
That's right, but they've got to do something soon because we're not Robinson Crusoe. There's people everywhere not feeling that safe about where they live, what they do, particularly we just quickly go back to kids that are, you know, that are filtering through cars and pilfering through cars and, you know, and obviously belting up people and stuff like that. I heard a story last night, no names mentioned. It happened here recently where a 16-year-old was beaten up by quite a few boys. It was about four or five boys. First of all, they get let out the next day. I'll tell you the thing that they should do, and this is just me. We need to leave it here because we've got news coming up, and our best of Bendigo winner is these. Right, I'm gonna say it. There's a delay on it. Is okay. These shitbags that film things, they should be penalised. They should be a accessory to the situation. They should be charged as an accessory. They all get around. Some poor kids getting beaten up by five or six blokes, and there's three of them filming. Something happens somewhere and someone's filming, right? Who films somebody getting beaten up by five or six people, Jules? What kind of person does that? So they should be charged as well as an accessory.
I agree.
Let's see anyway. We'll watch with interest.
Your local breakfast show. Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.